Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tainus Daf Yud, Tainus 10a, pagination page 19. Masnisin, a Mishnah in the beginning of the line, about midway of the wide lines. Begimu b'mar cheshven, on the third of Mar cheshven, Shoalinas hagishamim, we ask for rain. We're referring to the Saint Talumato Levracha, actually asking for rain, as opposed to the first part of the Masechta that was dealing with mentioning Geshamim, referring to Mashav HaRuachim HaRed HaGeshem in the second bracha of Shemona Esrei. So again, now we're dealing with the bracha of Borech Aleinu, and the Mishnah's first opinion is that you would start saying V'sein Tal on the third of Mar Cheshvan. Rabbi Gamliel says, B'shiva bo, you shouldn't start V'sein Tal Matar until the seventh of Mar Cheshvan. And the calculation is Tesvav Yom Achar HaChag. It should be 15 days after Sukkis. Kedei Sheyagia Acharon Shabbi Yisrael L'Nahar Peros. So that the furthest person that would be traveling, that came Aliyah L'Regel to Yerushalayim, came from a place in Bavel, by the Euphrates, so 15 days will enable him to get back, and we don't want to ask for rain until he's estimated to be back in his house, because the rain would be an inconvenience for him during travel. The first opinion of the Mishnah, though, is presumably based on the Gemara Tainis Daf Vav that we had just a few days ago, where we were told, it's not a Gemara that we did in Take 10, but towards the bottom of the Amud, we were told that there are different times that the rain comes, and there's traditions about this, that the third of Mar Cheshvan was the first rain, the seventh of Mar Cheshvan was the second rain, and then the 17th day of Mar Cheshvan, and all of that plays a role in the fast days that were declared if the rain didn't come. So the first opinion says that the third of Mar Cheshvan is the proper time for the first rain, so we would start davening for it, whereas Rabbi Gamliel says it may be the time for the first rain, but we're not going to daven for it because we still have some people that were Ola Regel from as far as Bavel who we would like them to get back, and whether it rains or it doesn't rain, but we're certainly not going to ask for rain until we estimate that they're back in place. The Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Elazar, halacha ki Rabban Gamliel. The halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, that in Eretz Yisrael, they don't start asking for rain until the seventh of Cheshvan. Tanya, we learned, Hananya Omer, Hananya says, Uvigola, in Bavel, in the exile, Ad Shishim Bit Kufa, we count 60 days, based on the season, based on specific dates that dictate the seasons, and 60 days in, that's the correct day for us to start asking for rain, and that's the calculation that we have in the United States, based on December 4th or 5th, depending on whether it's going into a leap year, a secular leap year, how the date is in comparison to the tkufa, in comparison to real time, and that's when we start asking for rain as far as V'sein Tal HaMatar goes. Omer Avuna Bar Chiya Amar Shmuel, halacha kechananya, the halacha is like Chananya. This produces fascinating shailas regarding a person who's traveling. If a person is in Eretz Yisrael at the time that they start asking for rain, and then he travels to the United States and is now in the United States before the United States has started asking for rain, so is he supposed to be asking? Is he not supposed to be asking? And those in both directions become very interesting. Shailas, what is the proper conduct? Rashi over here mentions, V'chein anu noagim, our custom is to follow this 60-day count from the tekufa. Shekol minageinu achar b'nei bavel. Because we follow bavel in our minhagim, and therefore France, Germany, etc., they were going to follow the custom of bavel. And that's in fact the way it's codified in halacha. I want to bring to your attention, though, a fascinating statement from the Rosh. If you're in a Hebrew-only style Gemara, it might be printed in the back on page 63, third line of the right-hand column. V'tama ani, the Rosh says, Lama anu noagim kivnei gola b'ha. Why do we follow the custom of Bavel in this particular halacha? Nehi dehashash shalanu bavli. It is true that the Gemara that we follow is the Babylonian Talmud, and our rulings are based on their mentorship. Mikol makom, nevertheless, davar hataloi ba'aretz. This is a halacha that's not dependent on custom. It's dependent on the land. And if Bavel had been a place that needed rain earlier in the season, then they would have started asking for rain earlier. V'hadavar yodua, the Rosh says, it's well known, im lo hayamata yored at shishem l'tkufa, if we, in our locale, didn't get rain until 60 days of the tekufa, hayahazera avad, the seeds would be lost, the stuff wouldn't grow. V'lama lo nase kemishna senu. Why shouldn't we follow the ruling of the Mishnah, which was the ruling of Eretz Yisrael, that starts asking for rain much earlier, which is what we need? Apparently, popular custom did not agree with the Rosh, and he's in wonderment, why not? Why won't we deviate from the custom of Bavel because our needs for rain are different? The Rosh concludes, upopravencia ra'isi, I've seen regarding the Jews of the province, shayu sho'alim es hagishamim b'mar cheshvan, that they indeed started asking for rain in the month of Cheshvan, even though they're not Eretz Yisrael, and even though I just described to you the prevalent custom is to follow Bavel, but they adjusted it according to their needs of the rain. V'yashar ma'od be'enai, and what they're doing is very correct in my eyes. The Rosh says strong approval for what the custom of Provence was, but again, even the Rosh acknowledges that's not the popular custom, and that's not the way it's codified in Shulchan Aruch. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, there's a debate if a person made a mistake and asked for rain, v'sein tal, earlier than the 60 from the Tekufa custom, would he have to repeat Shmona Esrei or not? And in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, all of this has gone in depth, but certainly the basic custom for outside of Eretz Yisrael is to follow the custom of Babylonia, and that's our tradition that we stick to the 60 days after the Tekufa before we start asking for rain. This brings to mind the general attitude of Jews, as the Rosh says, students of the Talmud Bavli. The Shas that we use is the Talmud Bavli. When reform started in Germany, so one of the first things that they did was to abolish a specific paragraph in the Shabbos morning prayers, the Yukum Purkan, which talked about the leaders of Babylonia. And the argument was that Babylonia hasn't been a center of Jewish life in centuries. What are we praying for them for? And that was considered a terrible deviation, a big break in the Jewish world. And the response of traditional Jewry, obviously, is that even though the text says Babylonia as if it's a locale, but Babylonia actually has become a concept. We walk around with the Talmud Bavli. We're students of Babylonia. And when we talk about the leaders of Babylonia, we're not talking about the people who have passed on already. We're talking about the people in each city who carry on those traditions. And that text, acknowledgeably, hasn't been changed, and perhaps one would do better to somehow change it if you had a better wording. But clearly, regardless the text, it's quite clear what it is that we're praying for. We're praying for the people who uphold the scholarship that emanated from Babylonia, and all those people are referred to as the scholars, the leaders of this way of thinking, this way of life, the Babylonian Talmud. And that's, in fact, the way our custom remains as a consensus to follow 60 days after the Tkufa, so that Eretz Yisrael is already asking in Cheshvan, and we don't ask for rain until the beginning of December. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.